Yeah, we started in Wild's basement. Are you recording?
Yes, this is.
Okay. We started in Wild's basement and had the clinic in the back of the classroom. And about this time, one of my friends who had convinced me to start to talk to me about graduate school. I'll see you later.
Okay. Would they answer one question first? Did Tridiac see you at 12?
No. I'm going over to... He can come to lunch, I guess. We're going to lunch at the faculty.
Yeah.
But it's not private. We'll be talking about other things. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Where were we?
So you were working in Wild's basement initially.
Okay. He got a larger grant and switched to the electrical engineering department. At that point, apparently they wouldn't renew it through the medical school. So got a grant through electrical engineering. I was around EE a lot more. The people that I'd worked with before saw what I was doing, and one friend, Dick Evans, said, why don't I register for graduate school? You know, I'm doing what amounted to a very complicated thesis.
Yeah.
Of course, Henry Harding, the department head who started out as my advisor, said, well, that's all done. You can't use anything that you've already done. You have to start now and do something new. So I did a study of how ultrasonic lenses focus and compared it to theory and did a master's thesis. But getting back to our support and stuff, we got a lab in the basement electrical engineering building, and that's when we built a real scanner, the one that goes back and forth, the rectilinear motion, and I built up an intensity modulated display that I could switch between this rectified sector scan and PPI, because he wanted to build something to go down the bowel. He wanted to get back down the bowel. And he also did an oscillator that would scan the vagina, and so I had to accommodate that. But at one of the faculty things, one of the medical school deans discovered there was a medical project running in the engineering building, and he felt this was not allowed, that that had to be in the medical school, and he made enough fuss with the administration that we were told we would have to move. Well, we had already made a connection at St. Barnabas. He had talked to some of the docs down there, including one I'd known from before, and had gotten us a room to use for the clinic. But when we had to move to St. Barnabas as the grant sponsor, they gave us the ground floor of an old house across the street. And there we built another, well, we moved the workbenches and made an examining room and our own dark room, and you know, it was a real laboratory.